It's
Quiz.
quiz time. This quiz, of course, brought to you by Snapple, or it's called Shit Water in a Bottle. Gareth, first of all, Anne Momani says that I say her last name correctly, which is a miracle. Secondly, she, because we now, I think, have twice started doing a quiz and we had already done it,
Yeah.
she's now super organized them. So I go into a Google sheet and it's the finished ones and the ones that are available. So she's dumbed it down to Dave level. Like, I
Good.
couldn't fuck this up if I tried at this point. Like, she's made this like,
I think
hey,
we can fuck this
are
up.
you a 5-year-old? Are you a 5-year-old? Here you go.
I think it's alarming to
We're gonna
people,
fuck. We
the
are gonna
amount of
fuck.
repeats.
People just don't understand what it's like to do this much shit.
Yeah. If
By
you're
the
a f
way, I
yeah.
had an idea.
Oh.
The episodes that we do live that the
Yeah.
sound guys fuck up, like the one people were really mad about, the recent one.
Which
And they're
one?
like, what? How do they not know how to do sound? It's like
Which
we have
one?
backup. We have a guy doing it, the Minnesota,
Oh, the
the
sound
one about the
sucked?
fascists taking over. Apparently, when I listen to it, it's fine. I can hear it perfectly. I think so. One thing that happens is if you listen on Google Play, I think Spotify, they take the file and they rehost it. And when they do that, they make the sound worse.
That's a good feature for
So
sure. I support
everything,
that.
so any bad part of the sound is accentuated and made worse. Anyway, whatever.
Take those and just redo them.
Well, yeah, I could just do them again too
Yeah.
because you wouldn't remember.
No.
Like the one we did in Denver that we can't release because they wanted us to get insurance to release it.
Yeah. No idea.
I could just do that one again to
Totally.
you, and you wouldn't have. I wouldn't remember.
No. No. I mean, what I would worry is I'd be like, oh man, I murdered it the first time. This time I don't
Yeah.
think I did. That would be my only, but I certainly am not going to be like, yeah, I'm not going to be like, oh yeah, that guy from, I will be, the only one you couldn't do again would be the Houdini one.
Yeah. Ones that have a really big ending, like Otis and
That
the
one
lightning shot. Like
still to
I couldn't do
me.
that one again. Like there's some I can't, but there's a lot I
But
could.
live ones, the Houdini one, I'm like, you could not.
No.
It's
No.
just the craziest episode.
Yeah.
All right,
Absolutely.
well, but yeah, I am down for that.
All right. So this quiz is the subject is animals.
Oh, shit. There's some pressure.
We learned a lot about chickens in the Mike the Chicken episode. Why were chickens originally domesticated? A, for food. B, to be companion animals. C, for cockfighting. D, for their eggs.
Who were they originally domesticated?
Is the Jeopardy music my
It's
own
not
version of
helpful.
it?
It's one of those things where it's so loud that it actually fades out, so you can do
Don't
it because it's,
understand.
yeah.
Duty.
Well, I just, when I think domesticated, I'm like,
You had to domesticate the chicken. The chicken was once wild, brother.
yeah, I know, but I guess like, all right, I'll say for their eggs. I mean, that just seems like the logical
Incorrect.
one. To be friends to other animals?
For cockfighting.
These pricks.
Of course. You have to think about human beings first.
I know. But eggs plays into the selfishness of humans, but it's too
Okay.
smart.
Okay.
I guess violent and bad.
In 1945, farmer Lloyd Olson chopped off Mike the chicken's head, but Mike lived. Olson deposited food and water into Mike's exposed esophagus with an eyedropper and took him on tour. How long did Mike live without his head?
God damn.
A, 6 months. B, 18 months. C, 6 years. D, 18 years.
It's A or B, because I don't think it was that long. I think it was longer than 6 months. It might have been six. It's either 6 or 18. I think we'll go 18 months, B.
Do chickens even live 18 years? They don't. There's no way.
Nah, I don't think so, no.
Yeah, it's 18 months.
Oh, there we go. All right. One and one.
April 12th, 1918 was the first day of Squirrel Week in California, a 7-day squirrel killing competition. School children were encouraged to become school soldiers to destroy the squirrel army of ground squirrels. Several methods were suggested. Which of these was not an official method that children were encouraged to use? A, feeding them strychnine-laced barley they had prepared themselves.
Oh, my God.
B, shooting them. C, drowning them. D, snap traps.
The barley, the poison barley seems insane, but also I'm going to just say the snap traps because I wonder if they even had snap traps. Does it say the year?
1918.
Yeah, I bet they didn't have snap traps for some reason. It's either A or D. I think I'll say D.
You are correct. Alice Roosevelt had a pet named Emily Spinach. What kind of animal was Emily? A, a snake. B, a guinea pig. C, a turtle. D, a llama.
Oh my God.
Yama. Yama. It's got to be llama.
What are they again?
What? The animals?
The animals, yeah.
A snake, a guinea pig, a turtle, a llama.
Snake, a guinea pig. What was its name?
Emily Spinach. You're my Emily Spinach, by the way.
Shut up. That's workplace harassment. I think I'll say a turtle. So I think that's C.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
A snake.
Weird. Would not have guessed that.
Did you ever see the movie where the guy turns into a snake? It's called...
I can't hear your S, so I don't know. One of these.
It's called, the movie's called.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What year is this movie made?
It had to have been the 70s or 80s.
What a wild time.
Well, it was a better time.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather see that than, you know, another Spider-Man or whatever the fuck.
A 1973 horror film. Starring Struther Martin, Dirk Benedict, and Heather Menzies.
Oh, well, it's a good cast, at least.
It's a really it's a wonderful film. I highly recommend it.
How are you spelling that? Just all S's?
One, two, three, four, five. Looks like seven S's.
Oh yeah, there it is. No joke. Wow, fucking crazy. Oh, it's got a face.
Oh, his face in it?
Yeah, face. I think maybe that might not be him.
I don't think that's face. I think that's the poor man's face.
Every. It's mouth. Wow, yeah, absolutely crazy.
Oh, my God. I'll never forget watching.
David, a college student, is looking for a job. He's hired by Dr. Stoner as a lab assistant for his research experiments on snakes. David also begins to fall for Stoner's young daughter, Christina. However, the good doctor has secretly brewed up a serum that can transform any man into a king cobra snake, and he plans to use it on David.
So good. So fucking good.
All right, one and two, I think, right?
Yes. Wait. No. One and one, 2-1, 2-2. You're 2-2.
Okay. All right. Sweet.
Dr. Henry Heimlich developed his famous maneuver by experimenting on this animal. A, Siamese
Eagles.
Cats.
Move on.
Oh, shit. Look at you. 3-2. Taxidermist Carl Akeley killed and stuffed thousands of animals. When he was in his 20s, his attitude was suddenly and fundamentally changed, and he vowed to stop killing animals. This is like your story. What animal affected him so deeply that he spent the remainder of his life working to establish a preserve in the Beringus? A, a giraffe. B, a macaw. C, a gorilla. D, a crocodile.
Will you read the question one more time? Sorry.
Oh, God damn it. You want to read the whole thing or just the second part? Taxidermist Carl Akeley killed and stuffed thousands of animals. When he was in his 50s, his attitude was suddenly and fundamentally changed, and he vowed to stop killing animals. What animal affected him so deeply that he spent the remainder of his life working to establish a preserve? And by preserve, I mean strawberry.
I'm talking. It's a giraffe. What were the animals?
A macaw, a gorilla, and a crocodile.
I think it's a giraffe. That's just gut giraffe.
Gut, you're incorrect.
Gorilla?
Yep.
Damn it. 3-3.
I think, by the way, I think it's not right for people to own parrots because parrots get very attached and they often outlive you and then they're bereft.
I've actually got a joke about this in my stand-up. About how that's the next one I'm getting because I want the animal grieving for me for once.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I'm just like, I don't want to lose any more animals. Just can't go through it. So the next one is just going to be a turtle and a parrot. It's going to have like a sea tortoise and a parrot.
But get a land tortoise. Like they live fucking
500 years.
Forever.
Yeah. I want a five. Yeah. I want one who's just like, this is my third human. Oh yeah, this is a picture of Gareth.
So you're 3-3.
Ugh, fuck me.
Delia Akeley adopted a baby vervet monkey while in Africa with Carl. Delia named her. I thought it said something like. Delia named her JT and brought her to Manhattan, where the vervet had her own room and ate with Carl and Delia.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's great.
Yeah.
JT bit Delia on the ankle, and the leg became swollen and infected and required surgery. The surgery was performed in the apartment. Why? A, she didn't want any records in case that caused JT to be removed. B, they thought her leg might pop if they moved her to a hospital. C, she wouldn't leave JT. D, they were quarantined due to the flu pandemic.
A.
Incorrect.
Damn it. I felt like she would. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
D?
I know. It's C. She wouldn't leave JT.
Interesting.
For the love of a monkey. If you've never loved a monkey, but when you love a monkey,
don't
it's
ever
real,
talk to me like that.
Serious. You never haven't loved a monkey.
I've loved many monkeys.
No.
Yes.
You've never had a monkey in your house that you've loved, like deeply, deeply loved and spooned.
I've never
with
had a home monkey, sure.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about. You don't know monkey love until you have a home monkey.
I would love a monkey, but it's just not right. But I would love a home monkey. God damn it. So what is that?
Three and four.
Oh, fuck me.
In South Australia, the governor took Prince Albert hunting. On one excursion, he shot kangaroos penned in an enclosure while on his horse. God, you forget about this shit. Just the fucking, the craziest shit. Other than they still do this same kind of thing. He shot a number of possums, and he shot 68 of this animal in 10 minutes while they were trapped in a corner.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
A, rabbits. B, quokkas.
No. No, no.
C, koalas. D, rats.
Oh God, this is
imagine
horrible.
Shooting, you know, 68 quokkas in a corner.
Part of the problem with the live Australia ones is, like, back in the day, I mean, I used to be putting some fucking beers back.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be any. My first instinct before you even gave options was koalas, because it's just like they're so slow.
Yeah, they are
can
slow.
They can speed up a little bit, but they're like, it would just be so easy. But it's like 68. So it's,
that's a lot.
Rabbits, quokkas,
koalas, rats.
Koalas or rats? I mean, I feel like it would be rats.
Gotta be quokkas.
If it's quokkas, I'm just gonna. It could very well be. I mean, they're. Oh, how would I not know that? I feel like someone would have mentioned that to me. Just because my album is like.
Yeah, let's just say, there's no way it's quokkas.
I can't. There's no way.
No.
So to me, it's either rats or koalas. And I almost feel like rats would be harder. I'll say koalas, which is horrifying.
Yeah, that is. It's rabbits.
Rabbits.
I feel like overthought. I feel like you overthought that one.
Maybe. 3 and 5 is not great.
This one's easy. Judge Roy Bean conducted trials in his saloon and sometimes threatened to tie offenders to Bruno, who also lived at the saloon and was a weasel, bear, mountain lion, parrot.
It's when in the saloons, my gut is bear. I'm going to say bear.
Always bear in a saloon, man.
Yeah.
Always. 4 and 5. Irish landlord Adolphus Cook insisted that a local turkey be treated with the utmost respect, and servants were required to tip their hats and bow whenever the turkey walked by. Why? A, the turkey was going to be Christmas dinner. B, he believed the turkey was keeping the manor safe. C, he believed the turkey was the reincarnation of his late father. D, he believed that the turkey could read his thoughts.
I just think it's C. That's just my gut, and it's also like that is it's insane, but that's the only one that I could think would connect. So I'll say C.
And you're correct.
Ugh.
5 and 5. So now we're down to the best of 5.
Oof.
Before becoming part of Griffith Park, a lot of land in Los Feliz was home to these animals brought from South Africa by Dr. Sketchley. A, meerkats.
What?
B, ostriches. C, springboks. D, zebras. Do you know what springboks are?
No.
Let me tell you right now, they taste good.
What is it?
It's like it's a African sort of gazelle type thing.
Jesus Christ. In Griffith Park? So, what was the first one?
Meerkats?
Can't be meerkats.
Ostriches.
They'd still be here.
Springboks, zebras. Yeah, meerkat. Yeah, you're probably right about that. I think once you have meerkats, you can't get rid of them, right?
They're like security system within their world is so remarkably good.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd
yeah.
still be. I mean, I'm all for it, but I think I'll say ostriches. I don't know. That was just the ostriches.
Correct.
Ugh.
6 and 5. When he was 14, future defense industry employee Christopher Boyce became friends with a 21-year-old man who had waist-length hair, drove a VW van, and had this animal named Muhammad. A, sugar glider. B, falcon. C, guinea pig. D, tarantula.
I believe it's the falcon. Muhammad's the falcon.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There we go. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
You're ahead by two.
One
Billy
more.
Billy Carter had a pet that followed him everywhere until his wife made him get rid of it. What kind of animal did he have?
Beer can.
A. A goat, a rat, a chicken, or a pig?
Goat, a rat, a chicken, or a pig? A goat, a rat, no. A chicken, no. Or a pig. Had to be a pig. He seems like pig people. Could be goat. Goat, a rat, a chicken, or a pig. It's not rat, it's not chicken.
It would be amazing if it was a rat.
I'm going to say pig.
Incorrect.
Goat.
It's rat.
Rat?
No, it's goat.
Ah. Rat would be amazing. All right. 7-6.
Yep. Hope Diamond owner Ned McLean had a pet seal. Every day, Ned gave his seal a back massage, B, a car ride, C, whiskey, D, 6 cans of tuna.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it says a lot about this show that I'm like, I don't know. And that I don't think it's tuna. What are they again?
A back massage, a car ride, whiskey, 6 cans of tuna. Why couldn't you do all of those?
Yeah. Sorry, can I just hear it one more time just to see if it spurs anything?
Hope Diamond owner Ned McLean had a pet seal. Every day, Ned gave his seal a back massage, B, a car ride, D, whiskey, C, whiskey, D, 6 cans of tuna. Tuna fish.
To me, it's either B or C. Could be D. But I feel like Anne wouldn't give me all that. I feel like Anne would play around more with, like, foods that he got. I don't think it's a back massage. I think it is. I think it would either be whiskey or a car ride. And I fear that it's going to be whiskey, and I just feel like I'm going to say car ride.
Incorrect.
Whiskey?
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
It's the dollop. You should have known.
I know. But I was like, for once, I was like going to give the benefit of the doubt. I thought it was a red herring. God damn it. This is it.
Yeah, that's easy, though. Macquarie Island was the site of a seal apocalypse in the early 1800s. Sealer gangs who were left on the island by different employers began to have battles for desired coastland. That was good news for Will Anderson, who liked how often people were dying while trying this terrible thing. What did Garris say next that caused Dave to declare, quote, "You are the worst guy on the island"? A, I'm rooting for the animals in this one. B, dead people are tasty. C, I wish more penguins died. D, people are more important than oil.
I think I'm rooting for the animals. I'm rooting, yeah, penguin that, is what I eventually, yeah, said.
Yeah, that's correct. That was
rooting means bang.
I'm a little disappointed in Anne on
stop
that,
it.
With that.
You stop it.
Because she gave it to you. She just, it was a...
Listen, asshole, okay? Stop it.
You didn't
earn
anything.
How about your one? Yours was easy.
You didn't earn anything. Mine was the hardest one ever.
You're an asshole.
I was like going...
Thank you, Anne. Thank you, Anne. Well done. This, you know what I call this one? Animals. I'm going to give my seal some whiskey. I can't believe you. So what was he? He was just giving the seal whiskey every day?
Yeah, why not?
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking behavior.
Very, very shocking.
All right. Well, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, 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 gobble. Snap out!
What?